Here we go. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
And now I just found out today you're not going to be here Thursday and Friday.
Or Monday.
Or Monday?
No.
Are you going to be available to...
Yeah, I'm just flying to Detroit on Thursday morning, get my dad's car and driving it back to Virginia. Surprise him for his birthday. His birthday's Thursday. And then I'll be flying back on Monday.
Okay.
Sorry, I was a little distracted.
But you'll have your string and tin can?
Yeah, I will.
All right.
I was a little distracted. I was playing Pokemon Go here.
Were you? Because I'll punch you right in the face. I really will.
Have you looked around town lately?
Oh, my. It's like a bunch of zombies walking around. I saw a great one the other day, though. I have to tell you. This worries me and entertains me at the same time. I watched someone actually run into a parked car. Think about that. And then somebody else told me today they saw someone walk into a light post.
Well,
someone's going to get hit by a car.
It just goes to show you there's not much sports to talk about right now.
Right. Anyway. So should we talk about the home run derby last night?
Did you watch the home run derby last night?
I watched Seager, and then I did not watch the rest of it, and then I watched all the highlights. So I saw that Giancarlo Stanton won it. He won it handily. That guy can hit
61 home runs.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Most ever.
I got to tell you, I think they go too fast now. I thought this for a couple seasons. But
remember,
when
you used to have a certain amount of outs, and now it's just a timer? Remember,
right, I don't like the timer because your balls are not even landing.
I know.
And there's another one already in the air, and they can't keep up. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Maybe you should have it on two channels so you can watch both.
Split screen? Split screen. Anyway, Giancarlo Stanton ends up winning the home run derby.
With his longest one, 497
that was
feet.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right, so I want to mention...
Well, we got to mention he beat Todd Frazier of the White Sox, who won it last year.
Yes, but it wasn't even close.
The 61 home runs is a record. The old record was 41, but I think it was back with the outs, wasn't it?
I think so, too.
In 2005. That's
which makes no
outs.
Sense, because there's been... You swing a heck of a lot more times in this format than back then.
So it makes sense that he gets more home runs.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that it took this long is what I'm saying.
Yeah. How long have they had this format?
What, 3 years?
I don't know.
3 years now? I don't really like it. I'll tell you the truth. I don't like it.
How can that be good for you to swing that many times?
No, it cannot.
That's what I was talking about. People getting hurt, maybe.
They actually invited Miguel Cabrera to come to it, and he said, no, I will not. He said he wouldn't play in the game either. But I heard that he might come off the bench now.
Well, it's tonight.
We're going to find out. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about. For those of you that don't understand the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which is 8 o'clock on Fox tonight.
Oh, let's have the argument like you have every year.
Yeah, I want to.
So do I.
Well, go ahead.
The winner gets home field. If the AL wins, the AL team gets home field in the World Series. And if NL wins, NL. Dumb. Seriously, why are we making this one game better than someone's record for 162 games?
So that's your solution?
That's
the
not
team,
my solution.
The team with the most wins should get home field advantage in the World Series?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I'm not necessarily...
Like
I'm not disagreeing with
sport.
You. I'm not disagreeing with you.
The best record gets home field. How else do you do it?
Do you know why they went to this...
To get more interest in the All-Star game.
Well, not just the interest.
No,
get players to actually play.
I hate it.
I mean, they were having pitchers going out there and just throwing meatballs.
I hate it. Okay. I'm not sure which I hate. I hate the NHL All-Star game.
I do,
like,
too.
Come on. 21-16 or whatever ends
I know.
Up being. And the
it's
NBA
so
is a joke.
The NBA is the worst one.
The NFL
in my opinion.
Pro Bowl is a joke.
Of course, everything about the NBA is the worst.
Let's not even have it.
I don't know, man.
It's just
man.
Tradition, but let's just get rid of it.
I don't know. It was good to see the old-timers. Did you like the old-timers?
Did I
you
didn't
see
watch
the
old?
Oh. Ricky Henderson looks like he could just step right up and bat leadoff for any team right now.
I wish I would have watched it.
He is a specimen. And that makes me start to wonder, like, some of these guys, when they get out of the league, do you think they hit the juice because they don't have to worry about it?
Come on, now. I hope you're not calling out Ricky on that.
I'm not. I'm just saying the guy is... I looked at him. I'm like, really? You're like 50. And you look like you could seriously play right now.
He's probably more than 50.
I think you're right. I think he's probably 55.
But now that we just bashed all the All-Star games, the baseball All-Star game is probably the best one, if you think about it.
Actually, it really is. Out of all of them, and it's still not that great.
No.
Right.
Are you going to watch it?
Am I going to watch it? Yeah, I'll watch it.
So, out of all the All-Star games, is this one you watch the most?
Yes. By far.
Ricky Henderson is 57.
Wow. That's incredible.
He played like he was 45 or something, didn't he?
That's incredible.
Yes.
You see pictures of him, man. You'll know what I'm talking about. Quickly, I just wanted to mention that the trade rumors are flying. One about Junior Guerra.
What?
Yep.
No,
which
not
would
to the
be,
Tigers.
No, not to the Tigers. I haven't heard anything about him going to the Tigers. However,
don't trade him.
I
He's
did
a young
hear,
pitcher. Keep him.
And I agree, and here's my point. I also heard rumors about this Jimenez kid for the Tigers, a top pitching prospect.
That's what they need to do, get rid of a pitching
prospect.
That's
what I'm saying. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's dumb. We'll take a break and finish this conversation. Okay. Maybe let me just breathe for a second. Second half coming up in the Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back. The Outdoor Show. Yeah!
Bring on the strawberry lovers. Big Boy uses the freshest strawberries available in the strawberry pie that started it all. With a flaky pie crust filled with fresh strawberries, Big Boy's shaking up dessert time with 80 years of delicious strawberry shakes like strawberry shortcake, strawberry cookies and cream, strawberry brownie, and strawberry cheesecake. Fresh whipped cream tops off the strawberry banana cream pie, strawberry hot fudge ice cream cake, and of course, strawberry pie. For all of you strawberry lovers, the place to go is your mark at Big Boy Restaurant.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Yeah, buddy, it's looking really nice out there. We talked about this ad nauseum. I mean, it really is in such incredible shape right now, both Heritage and Gray Walls.
Yes.
And both are open to the public as well as the clubhouse. Make a call. Do yourself a favor and get out there. 225-0721.
I tee off in 2 hours.
Shut up.
On Gray Walls.
I don't play until tomorrow night.
Okay. Sorry.
All right, so going back to this whole talking about prospects and leveraging your future, basically. And the one thing I heard about Jimenez is they're talking like, oh, they should trade for, I think it was Rich Hill from the A's. Really? Really? I don't get it. I mean, I understand there are some times where the deal is so good you cannot pass it up. But generally speaking, that also involves other prospects coming back to you. When they do that.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with you about Guerra. Junior Guerra should not be traded by the Brewers. Jimenez should not be traded by the Tigers unless either one of them gets just a ridiculous deal.
But now, the big rumor, and Lucroy is getting sick of answering questions about it, he's going to be traded, it sounds like. I mean, it really sounds like it. He said to one reporter, trade rumors, you're the seventh person to ask me about that, but that's okay, we'll go over it again. I mean, it's the talk of everywhere. I wouldn't trade him.
No, that's the one guy I would trade. Him or Braun, I'd trade.
If you get something great for it.
I mean, he's going to start declining. You realize that, right?
I mean, Maldonado, the other catcher, is a horrible hitter.
Yeah.
Well, he hits home runs.
Occasionally.
He bats like 200.
Speaking of batting average, I found out something interesting about the Tigers. Now, you would think that somebody like Kinsler or Castellanos, Cabrera, Victor Martinez would have the highest batting average on the Tigers. Do you want to know who the top two? I'll tell you right now, number two is Justin Verlander, but he's only got three at-bats.
Oh,
so he
come
doesn't
on,
count.
That doesn't count. It's Maben, isn't it?
It is Cameron Maben.
Yeah.
You know how many at-bats he has?
How many?
Take a guess. Let's put it this way. Victor and Castellanos, Cabrera, they're all up in the 300s right now.
Maben's got like 150.
180.
That's pretty good.
That's
what I'm saying.
He's batting
341.
He's batting 341 with a 402 OBP and an 815 OPS, and he's got 180 at-bats.
I like
wow,
him.
Wow, I had no idea he was that good. I thought he was good, and I thought he was just in general good for the team. But that's incredible. So, moving on, quickly here, just wanted to mention the NFL news about Las Vegas. This is getting ridiculous. Out of hand.
They have narrowed it down.
For the Raiders.
For the Raiders to move. They've narrowed it down to 9 sites for the stadium. 9. And a few of them are on the Strip.
Are they really on the Strip?
Well, on Las Vegas Boulevard.
I would imagine it's way down the Strip.
Where the Riviera Hotel and Casino stood on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Is that even big enough?
Where the Wet and Wild Water Park stood. That's only 27 acres. That's the smallest of them all.
No way is that big. I need, but you got to have
47
at least, like,
acres.
I was
going to
say
one.
About 50 acres would be minimum, right? I would think so.
The best one is the 139 acre site on the Wynn Golf Club.
They're just going to demolish
the
golf
course? I don't know if
it's,
he owns that much land that he could still have the golf course there. But
no way.
No.
There's probably a lot of golf courses there. Think about it. Right? No?
I like the idea of the 62-acre site right across from Mandalay Bay. You been to Vegas recently?
No, I've never been to Vegas.
Oh, I go twice a year usually.
I've been to Reno, but I've never been to Vegas.
September 30th, I'm going again. I'll let you know where it is.
Very proud of you. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
I'll catch you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
In the studio, right?
Yes.
All right. The Outdoor Show.